Hey, it's you. How are you? Me? How about you come in? No point in standing awkwardly at the door anyway. What's up? Nothing. Just kind of not being interested in going out at all. You didn't have to turn up just for that. It's just a bit depressing in here, that's all. I never did have much of a poker face. Stupid asshat of a boyfriend dumped me on our second year anniversary. So, well, I guess ex-boyfriend now. I didn't expect it at all. It's just trashed my existence. I feel worthless, no self-esteem, nothing. It's horrible. It's pretty clear after that I really am just destined to die alone. Whoever I love just ends up resenting me and then they figure out a way to get rid of me. What are you even talking about? It's fucking clear, isn't it? Every guy I have ever loved has left me. No one cares about me. They never fucking have. Just now's not the time. Can you just go? I'm not capable of dealing with this right now. A care pack? Thanks, I guess. Hey, wait. This is all my favorites? Even down to the soda. Wait, don't go yet. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean what I said. It's just, no one's ever done something like that for me before, and I feel weird. I feel different, like I'm about to ruin our friendship. I'm sorry. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. It just, I feel so different around you. It's almost like guilt. Like, I can be myself, and I feel loved and so giddy and excited when I know you're interacting with me. Like a dumb little pup or something. Like, I have very strong feelings for you. Almost like I love you. I guess you feel the same way, huh? How long have you felt this way? I tried so hard to suppress it. It wasn't right since I had a boyfriend, but, well, now that that's over, I can be true to myself. It's you who I want. I want to be yours and you to be mine. I don't know if this is because there's a lot going on for me, but I'm wanting to go to bed. Together, if you know what I mean. Let me take you by the hand. Then you lie down, and I can maybe get up on top of you. I'm not too heavy, right? Jeez. You're always surprising me with these kisses. You're getting so handsy. I've never really shown you myself before, but if you want, you can lift up my top to take it off. Sorry, it's a little embarrassing, but I hope you like what you see. I'm kind of shy. Oh, wait, can I feel your boner pressed against my ass? I guess my perky boobs are to your liking then. Can I rub over your crotch? I have been waiting so long for this. You're so hard through your pants, I can feel it. Are you okay if I do this? Hey, wait, this is intimidating. I didn't know you'd have... well, you get the point. Do you want me to do anything special, or are you a little impatient and want to just stick it in me? P.S. I'm not wearing any panties under my skirt. You tease. You can't just thrust your cock back and forth against my pussy. That's cheating. It feels good, though. Like, really good to the point. I don't want you to stop. I can feel your tip as well, just teasing the entrance as you move. Where did you learn all of this? It's eerie how good you're making me feel, and you haven't even put it in yet. I think I'm warmed up enough for you to put it in. Put your hands on my hips and I'll guide you in, okay? Just please don't thrust up into me until I'm ready. It's been a while for me. No, I'm fine, I promise. I just didn't realize what a tight fit it would be. Yeah, you're kind of stretching me without meaning it. Okay, how about you very, very slowly move inside me, just gently, until I get used to the motion and stretch to your size. I just didn't expect any of this when you came over. I'm so glad you showed up, and I'm so glad things just worked out the way they did. I don't know if it's too soon, but considering you're already all the way inside me, I'm in love with you, damn it. I didn't say you could speed up. But I didn't say it wasn't good either. Does it feel good for you at least? Being able to thrust up into me? I hope it's good. I know I should have probably taken my skirt off, but I kinda like the idea of clothed sex, and you get to see my boobs bounce every time you thrust. It's a little embarrassing, but as long as I can make you feel good, I don't mind. It's getting pretty intense for me now. This is the best decision I have ever made because, oh my god. Oh fuck, please shove your cock deeper into my tight little pussy. I'm begging for it. I've never had a man make me feel like this ever. Holy shit. I love when you get rough with me. I feel like I'm gonna come soon. The way your cock is going all the way in and out relentlessly, and your balls are slapping against my ass. Uh, 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 uh. Spank me, please. Yes. Oh, so rough. My legs are getting weaker. I'm so damn sensitive. I want it. I want you to come while you're ramming into me. The thought of you breeding me is so fucking erotic. Hey, wait, don't rub my pussy. Oh my god, you idiot, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I can't hold back. Oh my god, I love you. I love you. Oh my god, you're making me cum. Fill me up. Oh my god. I can feel it pouring inside of me. I'm so full of your hot semen. God, I literally have never been so turned on in my life before. I guess you enjoyed yourself too, huh, mister? Or, well, should I say my boyfriend? I love you. What about we get snuggly together? I like how warm your body is. Don't worry about it. I'm on birth control. I still like breeding though, so don't think that kink is off the cards. There's a lot about me that you'd be surprised about. My butt? Oh, I guess it might be a little red, but I told you, I enjoy spankies. Now, how about we get some rest? Thanks again for everything.